The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Graber of Lee. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Eliza and Adeline Donaldson from Cedar Rapids, the grandchildren of Representative Graber.
Originally, I had a different message, but you know, as I saw that we have some people who are into the spirit of the day, right, Representative Bradley, that I said, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about St. Patrick today. And again, you know, a lot of people know kind of conceptually who he is or who he was, but at the same token, what they think of is, you know, a lot of people observe St. Patrick's Day and they wind up with, you know, green things, whether it be cookies or beer or whatever it may be. But you know, if you trace the history of this person, his lasting legacy to us is the fact that he was actually one of the first Christian missionaries to Ireland and is credited with converting that island to Christianity. So again, we don't know. If you ask when was he born, we don't know. If you ask when did he die, we don't know for sure. But there are some people who think that March the 17th is his date that he passed away, and so that's why we use this date. But here's the message I'd like you to take away from that. They aren't going to remember someday when we lived, when we were born, or maybe when we died. But at the same token, what we hope is that they will remember what we did. Please join with me in prayer. Dear loving God and Father, we thank you so much that we have the opportunity to gather into the house today. Lord, we just pray that as representatives of the people that we would do things that would be pleasing to you and also represent the people from our districts well, and also the people of all the people of the state of Iowa. Lord, help us to be people who think about what is good for the people and not what we care about, but just be the people who would represent you and be examples for other people, a light shining in the world as Christians, that they may know that you do live indeed today. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with this meeting of the house today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Here you go.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Other announcements to come before the body. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Conforest. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I have a quick announcement for you this morning, and that is that I brought cookies. So there are St. Patrick's Day cookies in the back, and just real quick, I want to say that my grandmother, my husband, and my father were all born on St. Patrick's Day. My daughter goes to a college where her mascot is the Fighting Irish, and I had my DNA done, and there is zero Irish blood in me. And yet, here I am celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So I wanted to celebrate and honor my dad and my husband today, who are here. My dad used to sit right over there on the press bench for a long time, and the first time I was ever in the Capitol, I was 9, and I was swinging on that lamppost and got in trouble and had to go to the Speaker's office because I got in trouble for playing in the press bench. So I've learned a lot about this chamber, I've learned a lot about our state, and I've learned a lot about the importance of the work we do here and collaboration and working together, growing up by my dad covering this place. And then there's my husband, who is the most patient saint on the earth, because as you all know, being the spouse of a legislator is not easy. And it's our 25th wedding anniversary this year, too. So for all those reasons, I brought cookies, and I say happy birthday to my dad and my husband.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Bradley. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
I just want to say, since it's St. Patty's Day, may your pockets be heavy and your heart be light, and good luck pursue you each morning and night. Happy St. Patty's Day, everyone. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Malin, Representative Geraghty.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to announce that the Democrats will caucus today at 9 o'clock at the Ola Babcock Miller Building.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winnishuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Speaker. Top of the morning to you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus at 10 a.m. in the Law Library, and if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House recess until 11 a.m.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion before us from the representative from Harrison. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.